Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Having a system of reporting and getting information out to people, as in the government prepackages news stories, delivers them to the media takes them and reports on it as if it's the truth, which is why you'll hear, well, there was 250,000 people at the Washington Monument, you know, for such and such thing. The Million Man March had, you know, 25 people show up, or...
Wait a minute, then it couldn't have been a million men.
Right.
Do you know that back in the day, back in 1994, when the Minister Louis Farrakhan came to... It might have been 95. It was 95. When the Minister Farrakhan came to give a talk to young black men in New Orleans, I tried to get him on the then version of the Mike Church Show. And we actually had an intern that was a girl. Her name was Stacy. She was interning for me at the time. She goes, I can get him. I'll find him. So she actually did make contact with. And he's surrounded by the Nation of Islam. You know, they go by rank. And I can't remember if it was a colonel or Junior Shaw or whatever. She actually got in contact with the Junior Shaw, and what does he want to talk to the Minister Farrakhan about? And I had to write my questions down. Needless to say, I did not get the interview with the Minister Farrakhan. I did receive a somewhat written response from the Junior Shaw, or whatever he was. And in answering the question, and it was one of the questions that I had, were there really a million men at the Million Men March? And
there were, right?
Well, it's the Minister Farrakhan's version of Islam is a little different than some of the other Orthodox Islamists, in that the Minister Farrakhan, and I call him that out of his, that's what he wants to be called, not that he is a minister, but the Minister Farrakhan says that it is the responsibility and the duty of black men to care for the children that they have seeded. That's his word, seeded. S-E-E-D-E-D. He's actually not incorrect about that. I just thought I'd throw that in just because it happened to me. Anyways. So,
very interesting, actually.
What are we going to do about all this for all those poor, hapless Bobby Lees out there? Wait a minute. Do you know at the sock hop before the game they were going to play Brenda Lee and they had to scrap it?
Wow.
Memo to all bars and all restaurants nearby the University of Virginia. If you have any recordings from Brenda Lee, you must remove them immediately and bring them to the purser's office. We're going to have a Brenda Lee All Things Lee bonfire this afternoon. Thank you very much for your cooperation. This is your dear Fuhrer out.
So Brenda Lee's songs, no go.
Gone.
That means that Bobby socks could not be worn in Charlottesville when playing Brenda Lee.
That's right. Bruce Lee movie. There's a new Bruce Lee movie coming out. Where's Debbie Schlussel at when I need her? This Friday, I believe, they debut on Thursday. This Thursday, the new, I saw the trailer, Before the Dragon, it's called. Before Bruce Lee was movie star Bruce Lee, he was a martial arts champion of sorts, and he actually fought this dude, the dragon, et cetera, et cetera. The movie's called Before the Dragon, and it's the story of Bruce Lee. So are theaters in Charlottesville, North Carolina now not going to show the Bruce Lee movie?
Wow. I think what's going to happen is Hollywood's going to get the message and they're going to rename it.
They're going to change it from Birth of... Well, it doesn't have Lee in the title. It's Birth of the Dragon. Birth of the Dragon is what it's called.
Yeah, but he's one of the stars, so that really is going to... It's going to have to take it down a notch.
I'm telling you. Now, wait a minute.
It's going to have to be renamed.
Now, Bond, we've got to take this all the way. Are there any new movies coming out that star Tommy Lee Jones? Are there any books on the shelf in the University of Virginia that were written by Iacocca Lee? There is no end to this madness. Craig, there's no end.
Harper Lee.
Harper Lee. Wait a minute. Wait. Bond. Bond. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This is your DeFuero of Charles Fogel at University of Virginia speaking. Attention all students and all those who run any kind of an establishment that has a jukebox or plays music of any sort. We are asking you to bring all your records from the rock band Rush, that's R-U-S-H, Rush, to the purser's office for immediate confiscation and burning. Any posters that any children and any students may have of lead singer Geddy Lee are hereby ordered also to be confiscated. Thank you very much. To fear out.
Geddy Lee, he got
I guess it does.
And he's a Canadian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what does that do to Spike Lee?
Wait a minute. Well, no, he's okay. That Lee can stay. As a matter of fact, he can kill, rape, maim, I don't know, burn some white guy's house name, house down, burn some white guy's house down whose name might be Lee.
Yeah. So Lee Majors, he's on the brink too, right?
The $6 million man is on the wanted list, Bond.
Lee Majors and Stan Lee, right?
That's Marvel Comics. Wait a minute. You know, Stan Lee has a cameo at the end or somewhere in every Marvel Studios movie.
I heard that. I didn't know that before.
Oh, yeah. He's in every single. Oh, yeah. He's in every single one of them. All the ones I've seen, anyways.
So this correctly then categorizes Lee Harvey Oswald because he is a bandit, right? He's a quote, a bandit.
Well, you
guy.
See, Lee Harvey Oswald just proves that Lee and America hating and hating on presidents, et cetera, is actually correct. You see?
Brenda Lee Marvin? Lee Marvin would be a bad guy too.
R. Lee Ermey?
R. Lee Ermey, he gone. Ermey. He gone. It's
Lee
over. It's over. Now, Christopher, you will know now, you are now no longer when you're fishing in the wind. You're going to have to fish the wayward side because you can't fish the leeward side.
I'm out.
You're gone. Oh, you racist bigot Klan member. Bass fishermen bastards! No more fishing the lee side.
And forget about looking at Robert. I mean, you know, you could go on all day with that.
Oh yeah, we don't even want to touch
of Robert and Lee together. If you put Robert and Lee together, is that what makes it bad? We'll need some government research.
So what's the evil part of the name? Is the evil part Robert or is the evil part Lee?
I
Or do they have to
be? I really don't know.
Or do they have to be combined? Now, what if you instead, here, what if the guy from ESPN started saying, I'm not Asian, you idiot, I'm French. My name is pronounced Robert. I'm Robert. I'm my name is Robert Lee.
Oh my goodness. No, it can't be Robert. It can't be the Robert part because Robert, think of it like this, Robert Byrd. So it can't be the Robert part. That's bad.
Well, I'm sure that we have, there are all kinds of Lees out there that we haven't even scratched the surface of.
Oh, yeah.
There's a 70s and 80s actress. She may still be alive. Lee Remick.
Lee Remick, yeah. Yeah.
She gone. She gone.
I think Robert's just a dead end because you got guys like Kennedy and De Niro and Robert Downey Jr. You have too many that you can, you know, you really can't get a representative sample out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because Robert Frost, I mean, who could say Robert Frost was a bad guy, right?
Did he ever visit a place where a slave was held?
He might have. Yeah.
If he did, then he's guilty. Because, you know, all the former mayor of Philadelphia had to do, Frank Rizzo, was show up at a place where there was going to be some arrest of some civil rights protesters in 1959. And that was good enough to indict and convict him. So they want the Frank Rizzo statue removed now, the new iconoclasts.
Oh, my God. Now, along this vein, you were talking about Noel Ignatieff, I think, the other before.
Yes.
The Harvard professor.
Okay.
Is that the guy who wants to get rid of?
Well, there were a couple when I was when I was searching for it. I found a couple. There was. Oh God. Okay. Here's one. This is from, did you know this? This is 10 days ago. The Last Days of White Rule is the headline. This is a WordPress blog at Steam It. And you know how horrible Steam It is. Starting this fall, Stanford University will offer a course in abolishing whiteness. Such a course was deemed necessary after Donald Trump's election as president of the United States. Obviously, whiteness was not an issue when George W. Bush was president or during the Clinton era. Although this whiteness problem was championed by some academics since the 1990s. Then there is the, who was the guy you were talking about?
Yeah, Ignatieff, Noel Ignatieff from Harvard.
Yeah, now this is, okay, so I filtered this by the last month. So let me.
Because I read some of his stuff a long time ago about the new abolition in the white race.
Yeah, there's Noel Ignatieff. Noel, how about Noel Ignoramus? Noel Ignatieff. This is from an article from 2002, Abolish the White Race, and was published in the Harvard Magazine. This excerpt from When Race Becomes Real, Black and White Writers Confront Their Personal Histories, blah, 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 blah. Did he actually call for the, every group within white America has at one time or another advanced its particular and narrowly defined interest at the expense of black people as a race? I will take you right now and I will swear that I have never, ever done that. I don't know that I've ever been given the opportunity to say no either, which is how stupid and ridiculous that statement is, but I've never done that. That applies to labor unionists, ethnic groups, college students, school teachers, taxpayers, and white women. So if a white woman did not date a black man because she was looking for someone that looked like her, then that is a reason to abolish the white race. Race traitor will not abandon its focus on whiteness, no matter how vehement the pleas and how virtuously oppressed those doing the pleading. Yeah, so this is about the Ignatieff guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had a hunch because you talked about the new abolition. That's one of his babies. He had started out at UPenn or something and dropped out, and then became a communist member of the Communist Party. Then he was an active Marxist, and then he went back to school and got his PhD and started to spread stupidity amongst other people.
Well, there's one thing that I want to know. Okay, now are we just abolishing here? Is there going to, physically speaking, be a litmus test? In other words, and it won't be a test where you you're bled into a test tube and your blood is tested. It'll be a test where the people that do the abolishing and the genocide and the cleansing, if you will, do they walk around with a piece of paper that has printed on it, or maybe even just a piece of flesh that they've taken from someone that's appropriate, and have preserved with some formaldehyde, and have glued it to the piece of cardboard or the piece of wood or metal or whatever. Do they go around and put the piece of paper up against you and then go like, oh, no, he ain't wide enough. Leave him. Next. Oh, yeah, you definitely wide enough. Get rid of him. What about those that did intermarry? Aren't they traitors to the cause? What about black women that intermarried with white men? And the result was babies and children that are now not 100% of either. How do we classify them? Or do they have some white privilege?
proportionate white privilege, of course.
Yes, proportionate white privilege.